And what do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
We just call it a, I call it a shelf, but some people say mantle.
It's a shelf.
I just say a shelf.
Okay.
And what do you call the things that the logs rest on inside a fireplace? You know, the iron things?
No, man.
Okay. What about small pieces of wood that are used to start the fire?
We just call it wood.
Okay.
You know, you can start it with kindling.
Yeah.
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is there a name for wood that is especially rich and it's very good for starting fire?
Lime wood.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers that you hang clothes in?
Kind of like a closet.
Uh-huh. Is there another name for it if it's movable?
No, I don't know about it.
Okay. And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards outside on a house that go, you know, they overlap like that?
Shingle?
Do you ever call it siding or weatherboarding or anything like that?
I call it brick siding.
Is that thing the coating?
Yes.
I won't tell you what, boy. I don't want to get hit to hear me.
No, that's fine. We can put you down as a helper. Okay, what do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where chairs might be placed and sit out there in the summertime?
You mean a porch?
Right. What do you call a small porch that often has no roof?
Patio.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are put before milking? Do you ever call it a cow lot or cow pen or
sow pen?
And what do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
I call it a wall, rock wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top about this big for carrying water or milk?
Salon.
What?
Salon.
Salon.
Mm-hmm.
You call something like a bowl?
Or a
keg? Or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it a bucket or a pail? Or?
Oh, wooden buckets. We used to have wooden buckets.
Uh-huh. Do you call it something else if it's made out of metal instead of wood?
Aluminum? Aluminum?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Would you call it an aluminum bucket or would you change it?
Aluminum bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A skillet.
Okay. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where the water comes out and you turn it on and off?
Fountain. Faucet.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Well, it's the same thing on a barrel. I call that a faucet too.
Do you call it the same thing if it's out in the front yard?
I call it a spigot.
Okay. And when you go to the store down here to buy food, what do they put the cans of food in to carry home?
They put them in a paper bag.
Okay. And what do you call a large bag made out of very loosely woven cloth? Say you might carry 100 pounds of chicken feed in it.
Well, they used to put it in bagging sacks.
What kind of sack? I've never heard of that.
You haven't?
Bagging sacks?
Bagging sacks. That's what they used to put it in, but now they put it in a paper bags. Chicken feed. Now everything now is most in paper bags. It's like dog food. They buy it in paper bags, too, now.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, would you ever call it a burlap sack or a gunny sack or toe sack or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.